Maybe what do you believe? I told you my belief.
I don't actually have a religious belief. I was raised as loosely raised Christian, but okay. Probably if I had any belief, it would be Buddhist.
Well, do you actually believe in God or not?
Doesn't matter if it's true.
No? Yourself?
What claims John Milton?
I don't ask myself that question anymore. So I believe in the beauty of humanity and the things we can do together, and that means a lot to me.
So what about after you die? Do you believe there's a life after that?
I do.
You do?
I do, but I believe that life comes from what we create while we're here, and that it lives on.
No, I don't mean like the life that we create, obviously.
Like an afterlife?
Yeah, afterlife. Yeah. Do you believe in an afterlife?
I don't believe in an afterlife in the kind of Christian Judeo-Christian.
Okay. So, no. For what? Like, the Hindus have a concept of reincarnation.
A good life on earth.
The Hindus have a concept of reincarnation. There's a different afterlife. So, if you say I believe in the afterlife, I want to know from your perception what this is.
I didn't say I believed in it, though.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't.
I think you did.
The lady over there.
I believe that we carry on, but through in a million ways, the things that we do and how they influence those around us and people we don't even know.
Okay.
That's something I say to you today. You will reflect that in someone that you care about who's younger than you are, and many generations from now, that will have an impact.
Oh, I see, in that way. So it's basically your legacy. It's not you. You see what I mean?
Your opinion.
Well, it's
like,
not.
I mean, I think it is me.
For example, if you wrote a book and somebody gets influenced by that book, that book becomes your legacy. But it's not your afterlife. I wouldn't call it your afterlife.
I would. That's for me, that's the afterlife.
Well,
and
if you want to call it like a legacy.
Well, she can call it what she wants.
But my question was with regards to, for example, if you're dead and buried, yes? That body of yours now is not going to benefit anyone. But the words that you leave behind, yes, they can either benefit someone or they can also harm someone, depending on if you've written a bad book, you know? Maybe bad things. I don't know.
Maybe to simplify a question,
yeah.
Does your consciousness and self-awareness dissipates or disappear once you die? Or does it remain and continue?
I don't want to know what happens
when I die, because I don't know. And it fascinates me, the idea, the belief in the afterlife. I wish that that belief were a part of me, because I think that it's wonderful. Like the idea that your consciousness as it exists here would be somewhere else, and that you and I would be able to have a conversation again 100 years from now. That's a beautiful thought, and that would comfort me. I don't believe that, but I do believe that things that I say and fundamental parts of me will be still here.
But you and your self-awareness will end the moment you die. You become totally into oblivion and annihilation. Would not know anything any further.
And
once you
makes
die,
every day more. That to me, that makes every breath of air more precious. The fact that it will end.
So you think that's the end of your life, basically? I mean, of your existence, existential identity.
Again, those aren't my words. Like, I don't. I think it's a much broader belief for me. And in some ways, I'm envious of you for believing that there's some other existence that we have.
Do you believe in justice?
Sure.
Sometimes justice is not served in your life, and people die without seeing the justice.
Absolutely.
So what happens to this eagerness, this sense, the longing for the justice? Something's still not there. Justice is not done. So are you saying this is a very unfair existence? Unjust existence? Because justice is not served.
I'm lucky, right, that my immediate needs are met every day. I'm not hungry. I'm safe in general. And that's really a special place that I'm able to occupy that I don't deserve any more than someone who doesn't have those things.
Yeah,
there's no reason.
So when people... No, I'm asking... there are many bad people out there in our world, right? There are many bad people from every culture, religion, whatever you call it, the bad people out there.
And we may be bad, right? Hmm? We have aspects of ourselves that are
okay,
bad.
Okay, let's say we're trying to be good, but there are other people who are actually genuinely bad from our perspective. And they commit a lot of bad things, and people die unjustly. And justice has not been served. How is that possible? I mean,
what is a just death?
No, I'm saying justice needs to be meted out, right? Because you're saying...
But if you look at it, an untimely death just? There are times when it's...
No, I'm saying not untimely death. I'm saying death is just a span of your life. This is the end span. Once you die. Now, within this lifespan, if you have been wrong against, you want justice to be done. Because that's justice something, it is inherent within all of us.
I would say that when you're wrong, that's the time to really think about what you're grateful for, and is that wrong so significant that you start to focus on getting that justice over appreciating what the rest of your life that
you don't forget and neglect. You have to consider all of your life, but life is not just this, because if you consider about life, I didn't ask to be here, born in this country or anywhere else. I'm not born in this country. I did not wish myself to come into existence, right? So it wasn't on me for me to exist. I was dependent on something else for my existence. As I come into existence, I see that already I am, in a way, programmed for everything. Who programmed it? It wasn't my mother and dad. Who gave me life? It wasn't something from Mother Nature, because Mother Nature doesn't have a brain. It's just a concept. Mother Nature doesn't have awareness, consciousness. Mother Nature didn't give us this life. Our parents didn't give us life. Some people think our parents give us life. If I died as a child, my parents, if they had the ability to give life, they would have given me life when I died. And again every time I die. The fact that parents cannot bring their dead child's life back to life again, it demonstrates to us they did not have the ability, capacity, or power to give life. So they were only a means in a biological procreation. The life is something different. If I die now, suddenly something disappears from me, and I just fall dead, and then eventually all my organic function stops, because I'm not able to breathe anymore, I'm not able to take in oxygen anymore, my brain will starve of oxygen, it will not be able to control my lungs and my heart and my kidneys. One after another, the organs will fail, and eventually the whole body will collapse, and it will come to an end, by this brain death. But I did not program any of that. And I don't think it is wise to even consider something that doesn't even exist with brains and neurons and synapses, like Mother Nature, did all of that. You know what happens when we bleed? I mean, I had a cut over there because there was a fight between somewhere, and an autistic child was hurting the mother. We were all trying to stop this child. The child was a grown-up adult, but he's an autistic individual. So he scratched, and this is what I got. That's how I remember still. It was bleeding. Do you know what happened? It didn't continue to bleed. Something happened. A clot formed, and it stopped bleeding. Now, I'm sure if you are a science individual who studied science, you've realized a lot of processes started happening the moment I had a cut in my skin, and that specific blood vessel was open.
You're explaining this to a nurse, you know that.
Very good. So what happens immediately there? You had all the fibrinogens and fibrins, and you have platelets coming together and aggregating and forming a mesh. I'm a pharmacist.
She's a nurse.
You're a nurse. Very good. So we have this understanding that this then closes this particular leak in the blood vessel. Now, how did that happen without even my conscious knowledge? I don't even know that what's happening. I mean, as a nurse, you don't even know that you're actually doing that. It's happening without your knowledge. But it's there because a process is programmed.
We're walking or any of that, we don't think about it. But you and I have come to a different conclusion from the same evidence. And I've really enjoyed this, and I wish you all the best. Thank you for the conversation.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Hello?